You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Welcome to The Next Dimension with your host, Alan Mesher. The new world order is upon us, and if not stopped, it will be the end of the freedom of us all as we know it. Alan is here to make us aware of this danger and, through energy healing, provide solutions for past traumas in the body and mind. Now, please welcome the host of The Next Dimension, Alan Mesher.
And welcome to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher. And you are listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Tonight we have returning as our guest, Rhiannon is a cutting-edge clinical nutritionist from Canada who has an awful lot of fabulous information to share with us tonight. Rhiannon, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back.
And great I'd to like be to. With-
Thank you. And I'd like to begin by talking about frequency medicine. You mentioned that in your last appearance on the show 2 weeks ago. We couldn't follow immediately last week because I live in Florida and we were expecting a heck of a hurricane, which fortunately just missed us. But I'd like to begin with frequency medicine. You began talking about it a little bit last time, and you mentioned that the three countries where it has really come into vogue is Russia, Japan, and Germany, if I'm not mistaken. So can you define for our North American audience, and actually we have listeners all around the world, we have listeners in faraway places as India and the Philippines and other countries in Asia. So welcome to the show, everyone from all over the world. So what can you tell us? How would you define frequency medicine, and how does it operate?
So frequency medicine is something that's been around since the 1930s. Rife probably was one of the forerunners. His name was Raymond Royal Rife, and he was an inventor for the medical establishment of his day. And basically, parasites, viruses, bacteria all have what's called a mortal oscillatory rate. So that's a rate at which a virus will implode or explode depending on the frequency that is being generated towards it. So everything that you see is in some type of frequency band, and parasites have a lower frequency in the 200s to, I think around 4. Well, there's different ones, and the viruses are in a higher frequency band. So depending on what band, so for instance, if you had herpes, Rife could take a spot of your blood, and he could look under his high-powered microscope in his day, and he could beam a frequency at your blood and watch under the microscope as a virus would either implode or explode. And he could keep beaming with that same frequency, and I think it's in the 1500s, herpes, and he could get rid of herpes. So he cured a whole bunch of people that had cancer back in the 30s. He's actually on the cover of Time magazine in 1934, if people want to look him up on the internet.
Okay, let me ask you this about Dr. Rife, because you mentioned that he'd take a spot of blood and zap it with a frequency and it would kill the virus associated with that frequency or the pathogen associated with that frequency. Now, when he came to working on people directly, would he operate in the same manner? Like just take a drop of someone's blood and put the frequency or throw the frequency in, or shoot the frequency into the blood to kill whatever pathogen that person might be carrying? And would that kill the pathogen throughout that person's body just by doing one drop of blood, or would he have to proceed more directly on the person's body itself?
No, what he would do is he had equipment that was based on radio frequency and Hertz frequencies that came through a light. It was argon, you know, some noble gas that he was beaming that frequency through that light to the human, to the person. And right. So their body would be cascaded with this light, and it would kill off, you know, cancer frequency. He had very specific, he would write down the frequencies as he was testing them, and he found that they were all related to specific frequencies. So if, let's say if it was within a bandwidth, the frequencies were within, I forget how many thousands of hertz, but he could basically cure it. Well, he did. He cured 16 people that had terminally ill, you know, that were terminally ill that the Pasadena hospital gave up for dead. And he cured them all within, I think there were 14 of them he cured in 3 months. And the other two, it took him another month to figure out because the virus had mutated. So because these people had the cancer for longer. So there, okay. You know, there's so much information with frequency medicine with Rife, but there's a lot of people that have even gone further than Rife, and the Russians are pretty amazing with their technology, and of course the Germans are as well. So,
and let's get into what happened to Royal Rife and how his invention and all of this wonderful technology got swept under the rug by conventional allopathic medicine. Can you tell us a story?
Well, I think we all know the stories by now, especially with the truth about cancer came out. I think over 10 million people watched that series, and you know, there's Rife and Hoxie and basically all of the amazing cancer cures that have been around since the 30s have not been allowed to flourish and have had to go underground. And, you know, poor Rife was so excited when he had created this equipment, and he thought for sure that the world would be excited about it. And, of course, Morris Fishbein was the head of the American Medical Association of his day. He was the same guy that shut down Hoxie. So, I mean, we all know that cancer cures have been suppressed. I mean, they've been doing the same crazy stuff since the 30s, which is chemo, you know, radiation, and operation. Those are still the main three choices today. And you think of the trillions and trillions of dollars that have been spent supposedly on cancer research, and they're still doing the same, offering the same barbaric, crazy, you know, treatments. So I think we all know that something's not right with that.
Well, of course, you know, it's all about dollars, and there weren't enough dollars in what Rife did to make it worth conventional medicine's worthwhile. So he was shut down, and he died, right? Didn't he end up drinking himself to death?
Yes, he went through a big depression because of recognizing, you know, that what was going on in the world. He recognized what they were doing in medicine and the whole thrust towards pharmaceutical drugs and taking away people's rights to be healthy. So yeah, he went into a depression, became drunk, and I think
and
he
died.
I died of cirrhosis.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's take a break here. Dr. Reif, rest in peace. And we will be back in 2 minutes with more information about frequency medicine and the body-mind connections. Stay tuned, folks. It's going to get more interesting. You're listening to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and we are on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across 3 continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Certified professional coach Pamela Reeves can help you with your relationships. Motivational and image coaching are just some of the ways she can help you enhance all aspects of your life. Her book, Is It Love or Merely a Sick Attachment?, helps readers clearly distinguish healthy, loving relationships from toxic ones. Ms. Reeves has put her words into action through Ray of Hope Kenya, an international initiative that provides outreach to victims of abusive relationships there with the goal of helping them rebuild their lives and the tools to avoid abuse. Ms. Reeves operates various business interest through her umbrella network, Nella LLC, and credits her success to her diverse work experience. Whatever your goals, whether striking a balance, reinventing your image, or simply lifting your lifestyle, Pamela Reeves will help you achieve them. Your life, your call. Dial 410-902-5715 or email Pamela at pamregeo1@verizon.net. She's also on the web at pamreeves.com and on Twitter at Pamela_Reeves.
And welcome back to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and you are listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We are talking with Rhiannon Reese, cutting-edge nutritionist from Canada. Rhiannon, let's discuss the body-mind connection, because conventional medicine tells us or seems to think that you can isolate various diseases and various organs, so we have all sorts of specialists, kidney specialists, blood specialists, heart specialists, etc., etc. But the body really is this amazing, intricate system where each part is very connected to every other part, and especially the mind, the influence of the mind on the body and the body on the mind. So I know that you have a great deal of information to share about the body-mind connection. And how does the body-mind connection differ from what people who practice conventional medicine do?
Well, I think people who do conventional medicine see the body as a machine.
Exactly.
And to some degree, they're correct. It is a biological machine, but the biology is geared with our emotional patterning and with our beliefs. And every thought that you think creates a chemical response in your brain, which cascades chemistry through your body to the point where they can, what's called track trace the chemistry from your brain. If you have the experienced emotion of anger, they find that chemistry in your liver. If you have the experienced emotion of fear, they find that with your adrenals. So there's different areas of the body that show up specifically with different emotional patterns.
So
there's so many doctors now, you know, with Deepak Chopra. He was the head of endocrinology in Massachusetts for years, and he's written tons of books about the whole emotional connection. The Chinese have been saying for 5,000 years that the liver is the seat of anger. It's where we hold our anger and resentment, you know. So A heart is the feeling of isolation. And you think, you know, here we are on this earth, and the biggest punishment known to man is to be put in jail. And the biggest punishment in jail is to be thrown in isolation. So heart has to do with feeling isolated. It has to do with not feeling like anybody truly understands the depth of how you feel about things. So you kind of don't let all your love out, and you don't let anybody's love all the way in. So you always feel a little isolated, you know, and that's, you think of how many people in North America have heart problems, and it makes a lot of sense. Well, we're not taught to be warm, you know?
Yeah, in North America, that's true. It's very true. I mean, and also in North America and in all advanced industrial societies, a family becomes a smaller and smaller unit, and people do not have the type of communication and support that they had in earlier periods of humanity's history. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it's going, right?
Yes, and you know, if you look at the Italians and you know, Spanish people, I mean, the warm cultures that care about their families, I mean, even the people, you know, the Portuguese that come to our country, and they all support each other. You watch My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That's very similar to how Greeks are and how they treat each other's families in North America as well. They, you know, they're in each other's business, but they love each other and they support each other. And, you know, you think of how many North American families, it's all about the money. And, I mean, as soon as you're 18, get the hell out of the house and go make your own living, and you know, there's not the warmth. There's, you know, I mean, the contrast even in that movie with the guy's family compared to her family was night and day, and I think it was very true to life.
Well, I never saw the movie, so I can't comment on it, unfortunately. You know, in terms of some of the emotions that you just mentioned, with the heart isolation and the adrenals holding fear, I always thought that it was the kidneys that were related to fear. I guess in Chinese medicine, adrenals and kidneys are actually one sort of organ, are they not, or thought of that way?
Well, you know, they're very associated, but kidneys actually has more to do with abandonment, and there's definitely a lot of abandonment in North America. Well, you know, and even people who abandoned their motherland, a lot of, you know, refugees end up with kidney issues. So it's very interesting how our machines are very similar to the vibratory patterns that run through them. There's a specific frequency for healthy kidneys. There's a very specific frequency for healthy liver, you know, for healthy heart. So, yeah, you know, our emotions have so much to do with our health. In fact, I think 98%, I think, you know, 2% is the food that we eat, and 98% is what we're feeling and what we're thinking, what we believe about this world and what we believe about our place in this world. And I think we never become truly healthy until we figure out what we came to give, not what we came to take.
Well, you know, I would agree with that. And in the work that I've done in terms of energetic healing, that's what I've always seen. The causes of so many diseases lay hidden in the emotions. And the other interesting piece of that is so many of the emotions that cause physical problems and limitations, that cause living situations that are not conducive to health and expansion, poverty, all of these things have emotional correlations, and many of those correlations aren't even from this lifetime. So in order to really heal and to find yourself in balance and in integrity and able to have an elevated and effective life, these past life traumas have to be released from the body. Otherwise, they keep going. They're very magnetic. They're very powerful. And they're always drawing to us experiences that reflect those patterns. It goes over and over and over again. So we have to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Rhiannon Reese Please stay with us. This is Alan Mesher for The Next Dimension. You're listening to the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting thecultureofexcess.com.
Renaissance woman, trailblazer, maverick. Those are just some of the words to describe Tashandra Poulard, owner and CEO of House Virgo Entertainment, LLC, a woman minority veteran-owned entertainment company based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Poulard served 10 years honorably in the United States Navy and departed from active duty to pursue her dreams of becoming an entertainment mogul. House of Virgo Entertainment offers script writing, producing, directing, DJ services, editing, and more. They cater to businesses, corporations, college students, working professionals, aspiring artists and nonprofit organizations, and employ veterans of the armed forces. Tashandra Poulard is pioneering the way we view media and taking her brand global. Visit her at www.houseofvirgoentertainment.com or call 281-515-3740 and like her on Facebook at House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC.
And welcome back to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and you are listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. With us tonight is Rhiannon Reese. Rhiannon has a clinic. She's a clinical nutritionist, and she has a large practice in Canada. Rhiannon, I'd like to ask you, when people come in to work with you to get their health back, and you discover what's going on with them, not only physically, but emotionally, how do you treat them? Give us an example. How would you work with someone?
It depends. You know, if somebody is, let's say, dealing with arthritis.
Okay.
You know, a lot of arthritis comes, of course, from vaccinations because it puts people in a state of their immune system because of the free-floating protein in their blood from the, you know, mercury and aluminum and the genetic material from another animal. So their body's in this, you know, fight or flight all the time. But a lot of people that have arthritis have some devaluation conflicts. So, you know, we always talk about the emotional stuff. And, of course, men take a little longer to go there. So, you know, it is so specific with an individual how I'm going to treat them. But I do have some, I do have Rife equipment. I have ozone therapy. I have, I've been on 4 different research councils since I was 22, and I'm going to be 53. That's hard to believe, but so for frequency medicine, and I have equipment in my office that was made by the Russians and Germans jointly, and it can change the frequency. So basically, you can test the specific frequencies for anger, for there's even lust. There's a whole bunch of ampules for emotional frequencies. And if they show up as debug, then we would debug them. And then you can upgrade new programs. So there's a whole program. And within the program, like within the ampule of love, there will be, you know, a whole page of emotional, words, which are also vibrational. And so in that ampule, you can upgrade or you can debug. So I find that it's amazing how well it works. And it's basically called human software engineering. That's what they call it, human software engineering. So the Russians discovered that we're not just electromagnetic by nature, but we're also digital. And within our DNA, there's what's called tubulin, which is like a little fiber optic, and it's there for the sole purpose to download light. And the more light your body can contain, the faster your cells regenerate. And, of course, the more channels of information from a higher source, from your higher self, if you want to call it, from the cosmic internet. But basically, you go from cable 13 to satellite dish. So the more channels that you clear, it seems like the more channels you can open up to from yourself. So you ask, you know, the quality of questions that you ask yourself will determine the quality of healing that you have, and it will determine the quality of life that you have.
Okay, so you're talking about channels. Can you be more specific, clear what channels? Are these emotional channels? Are these digital channels? Are they emotional and digital channels? Are they electromagnetic channels, or are they all of the above?
They're all of the above. Yeah, they're it's basically the channels that are blocking our physical and emotional, and that are blocking the light, you know, that are shutting down our tubulin. You know, and the tubulin, within the tubulin, there's telomeres, and we've all heard now about telomeres, the length of the telomeres, and that's part of the antennae that will activate the download for light. And light is synonymous to information.
Okay, now let's back up here. Let's go back to telomeres, because we can't assume anything. So explain to the audience what you mean by telomeres, what they are, and why it is important for lengthening them. What does that do for the body and for the life?
Well, the telomeres will determine how much light you can download into the tubulin, so that you can regenerate your tissues and regenerate. Like, the body is just this magic machine that knows how to regenerate itself if you give it the right tools. And part of the right tools is the food you eat, but the amazing tools that you give it are the emotional thoughts and the feelings. And I think the understanding that you are scientifically, and this is, you know, from Nassim Haramein's work, with the Resonance Project, he's amazing. He's discovered mathematically the equations that the truth is that we are all one, and he's connected the microcosm with the macrocosm without any, you know, basically what it describes is that the human being is the one that creates their health and creates the life that they're living. And of course, we're co-creating with each other, and depending on if we're in fear or if we're in love, it's going to be generating. So this is the equation from a quantum physics standpoint. Consciousness plus energy creates the nature of reality. So consciousness, the thoughts that we think are called probability amplitudes. So thoughts are things, and probability amplitudes are, you can have 100 of them in, you know, in a 20-minute span, depending on the emotion that will create the friction to coagulate it into physical form is determined on how we feel. So the emotion is what creates the friction, as above, so below. You know, as above are the thoughts that we're thinking, and those, you know, probability amplitudes, depending, you know, because we can have 100 thoughts go through our mind, but what we put our emotion to is what creates the friction to bring it into manifestation. And they say scientifically, if you could focus on one thing, so let's say if you wanted, you know, a new car, you could focus for 1 hour without any deviation, that you could manifest it out of the ethers.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know that any of us could do that for 1 hour without deviation, except for a Buddha or a Christ, but it's a great idea. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back to continue this discussion further with Rhiannon Reese. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and we are on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's Fayeweather. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
And welcome back to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher. We are on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Rhiannon, earlier we were talking about light, increasing the light in the body, and that helps produce healing, changes one's life, opens one up to the higher self and higher sources of information and higher sources of inspiration. So what are some of the things that you help people do or you can share with people that they can do to increase the amount of light that is in their system and in their body?
Well, you know, I always say, Alan, to everybody, the best, the best anti-inflammatories that we have are sunshine, salt, and fat. And really, the past 34 years, the medical mafia has been saying, no sunshine, no salt, no fat. So the sunshine, of course, helps to heal us. It refracts from our pineal gland and refracts different light. We actually need specific frequency rays, like ultraviolet, to be able to even download vitamin D into our cells. So we need specific colors to be able to absorb different vitamins. So if you're sitting in an office building and you're taking 10,000 units of vitamin D, your liver's getting toxic. You need full-spectrum light. You need ultraviolet, whether you go to a healthy tanning bed. And, of course, they're trying to make those really awful. And, I mean, there are some bad ones because there are some that microwave you, but there are some UVB beds that are used for health. We don't get enough light in this part of the world, especially during the winter months. And a lot of people get seasonal affective disorder. And we need full-spectrum light. And you look in the winter, people get sick because we don't have light. We don't have enough, light in our lives to help heal, to help, us create the receptor sites to download vitamin C. All the different vitamins need different wavelengths of frequency to create the receptor sites on our cells.
Well, that's a very
I would say, the biggest thing I tell people to do is, to to, they should ground out, they should go for a walk, they should connect with nature. Aristotle said over 3,000 years ago, the further man gets from nature, the sicker he becomes, and that's the truth. So reconnect with nature, take off their sunglasses if there is no glare. The only time you should ever wear sunglasses is if there's glare, because, you know, it destroys your eyesight. It's like, you know, it's a beautiful sunny day and people put their clouds on. They've been complaining about the clouds all, you know, all winter, and then all of a sudden the sun comes out and they put their clouds on. So, you know, I try and get them to only wear sunglasses if there is glare. And it takes a little while, but you've got rods and cones in your eyes that will adjust to the different frequencies and the different light that you can absorb for your pineal gland. And, of course, that's a great activator for our health, is to activate the pineal gland. And this is why they're putting fluoride and chlorine and mercury and aluminum to, you know, calcify the pineal gland so that we can't wake up. And, you know, so people, you know, I see that so many people are waking up regardless. So it's definitely a good thing. But I do, you know, I do Rife, I do ozone therapy, you know, making sure that people are eating enough quantity of mineral salts, like the Himalayan salt or Celtic salt. There's only 3 minerals in sea salt. There's 66 minerals in Himalayan salt and 88 minerals in Celtic salt. So mostly we are mineral deficient, and we need minerals in order to absorb our vitamins. We don't need vitamins to absorb our minerals. So, you know, the minerals are actually more important than the vitamins.
Because, well, they create the electricity in the body too, correct?
Yes, yeah, so that's the conductivity of our electromagnetic energy to be able to, you know, to generate the frequencies to have the healthy organs.
Okay, and you also mentioned fat.
Fat is very important, you know, and especially cholesterol. 85% of our brain is cholesterol. 85% of what helps with, you know, really the pharmacy of the body, which is the adrenals, is cholesterol. 85% of what helps with your gonads and your reproductive system is cholesterol. So eggs, of course, organic eggs, because you never know what they're feeding chickens who are not organic. So it's really important to eat organic eggs. And, you know, if people have issues with their brain and with memory and, you know, people definitely should do some research about cholesterol-lowering drugs. Because the minute you start lowering cholesterol, you start having cognitive issues, you know. So all these people with dementia and Alzheimer's is pretty much a North American disease, and it's doctor generated with they've lowered the healthy norm for cholesterol twice in the past 5 years to sell more drugs. And you know, and same with blood pressure.
Yeah, so let's talk Rhiannon, talk about blood pressure a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of information about blood pressure now that, you know, it's only in North America that we have this big fear of blood pressure. And blood pressure is not a disease. It's an adaptation of the body, you know, and as we age, like, you know, if you really think about it logically, why would a 5-year-old have the same 120 over 80 as an 85-year-old? It doesn't make any sense. As we age, we need higher blood pressure because our arteries and our cell walls are not as strong and elastic. And so we need higher blood pressure to get blood to the brain. And if you take blood pressure drugs, you end up with kidney problems. Like, the biggest cause of people going on dialysis, and one of the biggest causes of memory issues, you know. If you don't get proper circulation to your brain, then you're going to have dementia or Alzheimer's, and that's basically what's happening. and we're the only people that have these blood pressure cuffs in every, you know, every drugstore.
Yeah, Europe, that's true.
In Europe, it's insignificant.
Interesting. Well, let's take a short break, and we're going to come back. This is really getting fascinating. Stay with us, folks. You're listening to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher. We are on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Abuse happens every moment of every day. According to national statistics in the United States, every 2 minutes, someone is sexually assaulted, and every 10 minutes, a report of child abuse is made. Those currently struggling with abuse, or if you know someone who has been the victim of abuse, you are not alone. Whether physical, mental, emotional, or sexual, know there is hope, there is help, there is healing. Author Tammy Hall has written a book from her own account of abuse called Journey of Courage, that can guide you through your own personal journey of healing. Stop struggling through life. It's your story. It's your healing. And it can begin with the first turn of the page. Visit www.journeyofcourage.com to begin your path to becoming the person you were ultimately created to be. Healed, hopeful, happy.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
And welcome back to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher. You are listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. With us tonight is Rhiannon Reese, top-notch, cutting-edge clinical nutritionist in Canada. Rhiannon, we were talking before the break about blood pressure. Let's go back, and I know you have a lot more to say about it, so please go at it.
Yes, you know, I studied with a doctor from India, and in India they believe if your blood pressure is under 140 that you're going to have cardiac insufficiency by the time you're 60, and you'll die young. So in Germany, they have 85 different therapies to raise your blood pressure. You know, in England, I think they test your blood pressure every 5 years because that's how insignificant it is. So it's only in North America that we have this big fear. Oh, my God, your blood pressure is high. I mean, literally, if you go run up a flight of stairs, your blood pressure is going to be high. If you go for a bike ride, your blood pressure is going to be high. If you're under fluorescent lighting, your blood pressure will be high. If you're on painkillers, your blood pressure will be high. If you're in pain, your blood pressure will be high. So your blood pressure fluctuates throughout the day, and it's ridiculous, you know. So this whole idea of homeostasis is really being buried by all the new research. And, you know, science, medicine is actually being really, really threatened by science now because, you know, the pharmaceutical industry has hijacked our science. And now there's a lot of doctors that are just fed up with it. And there's so many people. I know there's a doctor out of Cambridge. I forget what his name is, but I'm sure if you looked it up, you could find out. It's called, instead of homeostasis, now it's called allostasis. So allostasis is that each individual, so Alan, you would have specific stresses in your life. Sometimes some of the foods that you eat can stress your body, your emotional patterning, the different ways that you look at situations in your life will be your own individual stresses, and your body has a magic way of dealing with it. And if you circumvent the true intelligence of your body and what it's doing with your specific stresses, it screws you up. Like, your health will just plummet. And you see these people, the minute they start a pharmaceutical drug, they get sicker and sicker, and they have to take another drug for this side effect and that side effect, you know. And, I mean, they basically don't, they don't have, there's not a lot of choices with medicine. You know, there's antibiotics, there's anti-inflammatories, there's steroids, and, you know, they basically give the same therapies for everybody. And, you know, the specialist for the heart is different than the specialist for the kidneys. And, I mean, how do you compartmentalize a body when it works as one, when it's a whole unit?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, it's retarded. Exactly. It's a retarded way of looking at the body. And this is why doctors are the leading cause of death in North America. I mean, 725,000 people they kill, and that's from their own journals. That's from, you know, like, it's crazy what's happening. And, I mean, the head of the Lancet Journal and the New England Journal of Medicine, they've both made statements that there is no science in any of the studies. The science is just taken a dark turn. So it's, you know, there's so much great information now that's available that, you know, if you're still going to doctors taking pharmaceutical drugs, then, you know, it's not going to be a long time that you're here. And it certainly won't be a good time either, because you just feel worse and worse. And, you know, a lot of people just start to lose their memory. And that's great, because then they can just keep feeding you the drugs.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned earlier about how North America has a certain percentage of the population and a certain percentage of pharmaceutical drug use in the world. Would you state those numbers, because they're shocking?
Yes, North America, we have 5% of the world population, and we take 90% of the pharmaceutical drugs in the world.
90% of the pharmaceutical drugs in the world. And the game is...
We're the sickest people in the world. We're the sickest. And we're the biggest baby killers, too. You know, we have the third highest infant mortality rate. And I'm pretty sure the States right now has the highest infant mortality rate with their ridiculous hepatitis B vaccine and to newborns.
Well, the amount of vaccinations that newborns get now is obscene. It's in the 60s or the 80s. It's unbelievable, the amount of toxicity they pour into children now. It's unbelievable.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.BetterHomeAndGarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor coverings, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal, and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Prabula, go to BonnieGPrabula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Okay, back live. Alan Mesher on the Next Dimension, BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Rhiannon, we were talking or getting into a conversation about cholesterol because you had mentioned before how important it is. 85% of the brain is cholesterol. The adrenals need a lot of cholesterol, as do the gonads. So what would be a healthy cholesterol reading? They keep driving the numbers down, as you mentioned earlier, so they can sell anti-cholesterol or lowering cholesterol drugs.
I think, again, it's very individual, Alan. Like, you know, high cholesterol is your body adapting. It's not a disease. It's an adaptation, and you don't want to circumvent the intelligence of the body. So if you have high cholesterol, so what? Like, there's no symptoms of high cholesterol. If you ask, what are the symptoms of high cholesterol? You feel good. You know, it's people with low cholesterol that die young. It's, you know, and there's so much scientific evidence that shows that, you know, cholesterol, high cholesterol, it helps to protect you, you know, from the acids that your body's creating. It's, you know, it's like your heel produces first a blister and then a callus. Your body, your artery walls protect from the acidity by creating cholesterol. And cholesterol is for the adrenals, which is really the biggest pharmacy in the body that creates all of our hormones and creates all of our, you know, anti-inflammatories and everything. If you don't have cholesterol, you can't produce any of that. And you just, you know, get sicker and become in more and more pain, and then you get muscle wasting. And, you know, there's a rare kidney disease called rhabdomyolysis, which is, you know, muscle wasting, and the proteins get into your kidneys. So it's becoming more and more common. If you start on cholesterol drugs, you end up within 5 years on diabetes medication, because if you lower the cholesterol, it raises the sugar in your blood because your body's trying to, you know, create energy. So
wow.
It circumvents the intelligence of the body, and any time you do that, you end up with disaster.
And then all the information that the medical and dietary authorities have been telling us that eggs are not good for you is a bunch of nonsense, correct?
Well, it's ridiculous, you know, it really, it's crazy, yeah. You know, and bread, so, you know, depending on your blood type, too, if you're an O blood type, breads and carbs create triglycerides in your liver, you know. If you're A blood type, then it's the, you know, the high proteins that can cause problems in the liver for A blood type. So depending on what your blood type is will determine also. And I mean, that's been 60 years of research that's gone into blood type and diet as well. And I think it's very significant, you know. If you're B blood type and you're eating chicken, you're going to have arthritis. You're going to have kidney issues. You're going to have problems.
Wow. That's interesting. B blood types get arthritis.
Yeah. If they eat a lot of chicken, yeah.
Interesting.
If you're creating foods that are creating the antigens, and the antigens create free radicals and create apoptosis, you know, a lot of people that have low iron counts because they have, you know, too many free radicals in their system, which creates apoptosis. So all these cells die, and dead cells, because a huge component of our blood is iron. And it takes iron to get iron out of the body so that, you know, like, the simplicity of the body is if you put bad sodium in, it pushes the good sodium out. If you put bad calcium, it pushes the good calcium out. If you put, bad fats in, it pushes the good fats out. And this is why so many people have macular degeneration, and because they're eating vegetable oils. We never eat vegetable oils. How can you squeeze the processing that it takes to make corn oil, the processing that it makes to make any vegetable oil is, and then what happens is the oil goes rancid in your liver, and now you've got rancid liver, rancid fat trying to build your nervous system and trying to, and your eyes are an extension of your nervous system. So, anytime you have eye issues, it's because you have liver issues. Anytime you have ear issues, it's because you have kidney. So with the Chinese medicine, the association is always right on.
Correct. It's an amazing, Jesus. Fascinating. So
that's medicine that's been around for 5,000 years. Louis Pasteur, modern medicine's only been around just over 100 years, and it's basically failed abysmally. There's so much failure in medicine. They have a 97% failure rate when it comes to chronic illness. And, where medicine shines is emergency medicine. They save lives, If you have a knee cartilage that won't regenerate because you ate crappy your whole life and you can't regenerate your cartilage, go get a new knee. You don't want to live in pain. Go get a new hip. If you're in an accident, I want a doctor. I want somebody who can sew me up. And they're great mechanics, but they do not do well when it comes to chronic illness. And all the doctor friends that I have will totally admit they don't heal anybody. They suppress symptoms.
That is exactly what goes on. On that note, we will conclude our discussion for the evening. Rhiannon, thank you so much for being with us once again and sharing your great knowledge and wisdom. I hope you've all taken this in, and it will help you in your lives. Everybody out there, take care, be safe, and God be with you. Talk to you next week, same time, same station. Alan Mesher, signing off on the next dimension until next week. You're listening to the BBM Global Network and Tune In Radio.
You've been listening to The Next Dimension with host Alan Mesher. Tune in next week for more thought-provoking conversation on the New World Order, energy healing, and how Alan Mesher can help us through it all on the next episode of The Next Dimension.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.